With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. There is more federal money for a South Dakota company that hopes to create a treatment for COVID-19. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
SAB Biotherapeutics in Sioux Falls gets $58 million from agencies involved in Operation Warp Speed. That's the government's effort to find and fund treatments for COVID-19. This is the fourth government award for SAB since March. All told, the company has received $130 million. It's using cattle to produce human antibodies to fight COVID. Eddie Sullivan is the president and CEO. He says some people will need antibodies even after vaccines are deployed, either because they don't get vaccinated or don't respond to it well.
Much like influenza, you know, I'm sure all of us know that getting the influenza vaccine is very, very important, but it doesn't 100% guarantee us that we're not going to get the flu. And so treatments are needed.
SAB uses cattle because they produce more antibodies more quickly than humans. The cattle-produced antibodies are also more potent. The company starts by altering cattle genes to produce human antibodies. The altered genes go into cattle embryos, and then cows give birth to genetically altered clones. The cloned cattle are used for their blood. They get injected once a month with a part of the virus that stimulates the production of antibodies. Three times a month, they give blood plasma containing those antibodies. Because the antibodies are human, Sullivan says doctors could put them in IVs to help people fight the coronavirus.
To make it less severe and to make it, hopefully, to be able to make it a shorter duration of disease.
SAB has conducted safety trials with healthy volunteers. The company will now do clinical trials with COVID patients. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
Smithfield Foods is donating $400,000 to The Link, an upcoming mental health center in downtown Sioux Falls. The facility will serve as a 24/7 resource for people seeking mental health or addiction services. Tolcha Mesley is the senior manager of community development at Smithfield Foods. He says Smithfield has a long history of supporting its communities.
Over the years, even though the challenges might evolve, Smithfield's commitment to this community is steadfast.
Smithfield Foods acquired the former John Morrell plant in 1995. The meatpacking plant has been one of the area's largest employers for more than 100 years. Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken says there's more space available for the link than original construction plans anticipated.
That comes with a cost, and the cost to build out that additional space is approximately around $400,000. And so if you want to talk about the impact of the gift, it's very timely because this is going to allow us to maximize the use of this space to serve even more residents in our communities.
The Link is a partnership of the City of Sioux Falls, Minnehaha County, Sanford Health, and Avera Health. It's expected to open in February. The general public is now allowed to carry guns into the Custer County Courthouse. The resolution passed in November is now in effect after a 20-day wait. In the past, the Seventh Circuit has opposed the resolution and said if it's approved, Custer County court cases might be heard in Pennington County, about an hour away. The Custer County State's Attorney says the resolution could cost employees time and taxpayers' dollars. Victoria Wicks has more of this story for SDPB.
Custer County State's Attorney Tracy Kelly says allowing people to bring guns into the courthouse threatens to ramp up already heated situations. And she says because the county commission has created a hazard, its insurance carrier might not cover it.
Lawsuits that could arise as a result of any type of a discharge in a courthouse, whether it's accidental or otherwise by public, obviously would subject the county to suit as a defendant, and any judgment would put taxpayer dollars at risk.
The resolution is permitted under a state law that became effective July 1st. Kelly says the courtroom inside the courthouse is protected by a metal detector at the door and security guards inside the room when court is in session. But she says not all heated situations occur inside the courtroom. Some take place in county offices and commission chambers when people challenge property assessments and feuding neighbors seek resolution to land disputes.
Anytime you interject firearms into an environment, the risk of something happening is exponentially greater.
Kelly says commissioners passed the gun resolution to make the courthouse safer, but they have been adamant about not having a metal detector at the main entrance. And she says allowed weapons are not limited to handguns.
You could walk in with a semi-automatic shotgun or an AR. Under our resolution, it's currently authorized and legal.
Kelly says if the Seventh Circuit moves cases to Pennington County, her county will face mileage costs and time spent traveling.
It's going to be a much greater burden on the state's attorney's office, the sheriff's office, the clerk of courts, probation.
She notes that under state law, the circuit's presiding judge can issue rules or orders to override the county resolution. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.